CP2. Deny the self and enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness, and be built up and express God. Roman numeral 4. In the Gospel of John, we can see the glory and glorification of the Lord Jesus. G. The Lord Jesus prayed that we would enter into the highest stage of oneness, the oneness in the divine glory, for the corporate expression of the triune God. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. 1. This is the believer's deepest oneness, the oneness in the divine glory, for the corporate expression of God. 2. In this aspect of oneness, the believers, their self having been fully denied, enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness, and thus express God in a corporate built-up way. If we would be one in the divine glory, we must forsake and forget ourselves. It must be no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. The I has been crucified, and the self must be denied. That Christ may live in us, we must not only renounce the world, but also ourselves. On the one hand, we have been seen sanctified from so many worldly places and worldly things, and have come home to the Father's house. On the other hand, each of us has his opinions, thoughts, or ideas. If this is the situation, how can we be one? Once we were separated into various worldly places, but now, having come home, we may still have trouble with the self. For this reason, we must not live by our own life, but by the life of glory, the divine life. Then in the glory of this life, we will be one. By denying ourselves, we can experience the divine life to such a degree that we are perfected into one. If the brothers in the church life argue and debate with one another one day, and then confess and apologize to one another the next day, it means that they have not yet been perfected into one. On the day they realize in full the matter of crucifixion, that the I has been crucified on the cross, and that they are living by the life of the divine glory, that will be the day when they all will be perfected into one. On that day, they will no longer debate or quarrel, because there will not be the self and opinions. Then they will be perfected into one. When we reach this point, we will be on the highest level of oneness, having been perfected into one by the divine glory given to the believers to express the triune God in a corporate way. Application to young people, students, new ones. Testimony 1. When my children were in elementary school, I participated in a parent-child healthy life camp in Taiwan. Each day when all the activities were over and the children were going to bed, the serving ones would gather in one room to pray, reflect on the day's activities, and have fellowship. I was able to participate in the fellowship. It was late at night, but the prayers were strong. The fellowship was brief but serious and open, and there was a sense of the Holy Spirit flowing. Since all the serving ones were burdened, various opinions and suggestions were offered. But those opinions and suggestions that were not adopted were immediately crucified. and there was no smothering aftertaste anywhere. Each time we were brought to a sweet amen, and I had a feeling of being kept in oneness. The sight of this fellowship left a strong impression on me. I don't have much of an opinion on matters that don't interest me, but once I take an interest and have burden, my opinions, ideas, and principles tend to come out strongly and stick. I want to experience the divine life until I am perfected to become one by denying self and crucify it. Testimony 2. Recently, I have had more opportunities to coordinate with full-time serving sisters in service and the gospel. In spending time with the sisters, I have gradually come to experience that what I had assumed to be impossible was enlightened, and then I repented and broke through. In early September, while I was at Motoyama Meeting Hall for one of my services, Sister Kaika suddenly invited me to go to Taiwan for a visit in November. I had no intention of doing so at all, because I assumed I could not go in my situation. I gave reasons why I couldn't go, but as we fellowshipped, I began to think that I might be able to go. Still, when I told them that I was worried about going only by myself, since my schedule was different from the other brothers and sisters, Sister Kaho encouraged me by saying, "Don't worry, now that Wi-Fi is available everywhere, and we can contact each other immediately." On my way home, I repented of my stubbornness, and I enjoyed the Lord and purchased my airline ticket as soon as I got home. I have often experienced other times that through the sisters, I have been invited to be involved in the move of the body. May I learn from the sisters by denying myself. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, to be one in divine glory, I must renounce and forget myself. I can live not by my life, but by the life of the glory, and become one in the glory of this life.